My talk is about how to succeed at EA Global, but I would rather start with a quote from the sage known as Mike Tyson. And the quote goes, and I said this quote many times while planning EA Global with Carrie and Ali and the rest of the team, everyone has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. So, last night, I planned to get more than 5 hours of sleep, and I also didn't know I was giving this talk, so please be kind. I got punched in the mouth. So to return to the quote, there's one way to interpret this quote, which is plans, boo, don't make plans. But that seems wrong. I mean, so everyone here is like actually trying to massively improve the world or even save it. And it turns out that it's really hard to do that without a plan. So we should probably make plans. But I want to say that we should probably not only make plans, but especially here at Effective Altruism Global, like actively seek to break them, like punch your plans in the mouth. So, like you and I, probably coming to this conference, have a plan. My plan looks something like develop the EA movement to achieve global coordination. Yours might look something like become the next Norman Borlaug of high impact science. Or it might look something like prevent existential risks from synthetic biology threat. And at this conference, you're going to come in with this plan, but you're also going to be confronted with many other possible plans. Some of them might even look better than yours. So I think if you encounter a plan that looks better than yours, it depends what world you live in for what you should do when you encounter this plan. And I'm going to talk about two possible worlds. So here's the first world. On the x-axis, you have the distribution of possible, oh, awesome laser pointer, of possible plans. On the y-axis, you have something like impact and expectation. And I call this world Gaussiana because this is a world where plans follow a sort of like Gaussian distribution of impact and expectation. So this is one possible world. And in this possible world, maybe let's say your plan is here. It's pretty good. And you've encountered this new plan, but the world is uncertain. So it looks pretty good, but it could be here. It could be there toward the peak, or it could be somewhere like just below yours, but not that much. So there's a question of what to do in this situation if you live in Gaussiana. I think one thing to aid that question, though, is if you look at the difference in impact and expectation between your plan and the best possible circumstance of the better plan being really, really good, less than an order of magnitude difference between the impact of the two possible plans. So when you confront the question, should I climb the rolling hills of Gaussiana, should I expend lots of effort doing that instead of working on my plan where I might have a comparative advantage when this alternative plan might look even better? The answer is probably no, but that's if we live in Gaussiana. So what you should probably do at this conference if we live in Gaussiana is mainly stick to your plan and like assimilate new pieces of information and resources into the existing one. But I don't think we live in the hills of Gaussiana. For those of you who have read like a really incredible paper by Toby Ord, you'll know that we live in something like the peaks of Peritonia. I'll describe what that means. So the paper I'm referring to is the moral imperative of cost effectiveness. And Toby Ord points to a world that looks like this. Oh, sorry, not like this. This is Gaussiana, like this, Peritonia. And so in Peritonia, the world looks really different. So you have, again, the distribution of possible plans on the x-axis, the impact and expectation on the y-axis, but there's like a huge skew. And I'll show you what I mean by that. So imagine your plan is here. That's pretty good. And that's better than indeed like about 90% or even more of all possible plans. But imagine you stumble again into this better plan at this conference. So how much better could this better plan be, is the question. Well, it depends if we live in Gaussiana or Paratonia. In Paratonia, it probably looks something like this. So to find how much of an increase in impact you might get from switching plans, in this case, we'll have to scale the peaks and go pretty high, higher, 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 until we eventually hit it. And that's quite a distance. So if we're to take the outside view, which is sort of the act of not treating yourself as special, even though you all are, I sincerely believe that. But if we were to take the outside view and ask ourselves, like, where do I most likely fall on this Pareto distribution? The answer is probably somewhere along here. And in all likelihood, my plans also fall somewhere along here. But the difference between your plans and my plans and the plans of the highest impact are going to be multiple orders of magnitude of a difference. So the question is, what does this imply for what you should do at this conference? So what you might consider is the question, should I be taking our plans and breaking them, like actively breaking them? Another question you might ask is, should I be actively scaling the treacherous peaks of Paratonia? And I think the answer to both these questions is yes. If we live in Paratonia, then it's in all likelihood you haven't found the highest impact plan, and that's why we're all in the room, and that's like incredibly exciting. So my answer of how to succeed at EA Global is going to be something like, change your plans. And you might ask, but how? So you're really lucky, because now that you know that one of the highest impact ways to improve the world might be to change your plans, you've landed in the right place. So you've actually landed in a room full of people. This is the EA Summit last year, who are actively trying to do two things. One, figure out what to do, and two, actually do it. And this is like a fairly unique thing, and you're in a fairly unique place to actually start making this happen. So, but more specifically, how could you make this happen? We can tackle first figuring out what to do first. So one thing you might do is go to a talk where you think you might agree with the speaker and actively try to disagree, try to disconfirm your current beliefs. Another thing you might do is almost the opposite of this. You might go to a talk where you think you might disagree with the speaker. Let's say you don't think global poverty is the most important cause, or you don't think AI is the most important cause, and actively try to find reasons to agree. Another thing you might do is skip the talk altogether, because you just met someone very interesting who has a potentially better plan than you, and meet with that person outside of the talk. Because in all likelihood, her plans, or rather not in all likelihood, but there's a significant probability that since we're gathered in a room full of people who are trying to massively improve the world, it might be the case that person you just met have plans that are orders of magnitude better. So I think one really good way to actually put these things into action is to play the steel man game. This is a thing that Oliver may have invented, Oliver Habrica may have invented, and something that I'm a huge fan of. And here's how it goes. So for those who don't know, the idea of a steel man is the opposite of the idea of a straw man. So instead of, if you find yourself in a debate where you actively disagree with the person across from you, instead of trying to tear their ideas down, instead try to fortify them. So like build a steel man. But really, actually do this. Like, I'm not just saying this as a hypothetical thing. I'm actually making it like socially acceptable right now, since I'm saying to try this out, to actually do this at the conference. And so a trigger might be something like going up to someone and asking the question, what sorts of things do you think about? And they might answer something like how open borders is the most important cause. And you might disagree because you think AI is more important, but you might ask to play the steel man game on the spot. And they might say yes. So some more ways to figure out what to do include things like explore new plans. So you might ask aloud even, should I ditch my current plan and join an EA organization? Or maybe start one? Or fund one? Or maybe increase my level of funding? Or perhaps decrease my level of funding? All these things should be potentially open options. So that's figure out what to do. Then there's do it, which is potentially just as important. So here's one way to do it. Actually find resources at this conference. You're probably not here just to have fun. You're probably here to meet exceptional people, and we've loaded the room full of exceptional people. We think it will also be fun, but we think you'll also be able to do things like ask yourself, when you meet someone, is this person a new friend, or maybe an ally, or perhaps a funder for a project that I have in my head? Maybe this is someone who can hire you, or maybe this is someone you might even hire. So one way to actually turn this into action is to access an app that many of you currently have on your phone. And if you don't, you should go about downloading it or ask Blue Shirt how to do so. It's called Effective Altruism Global. It'll be in the App Store or on Google Play. So check that out. And you'll actually be able to browse people's profiles. So if you meet someone like Will McCaskill at office hours on Sunday, then afterwards you can actually add him on Pathable and his contact info will be there to follow up. More ways to figure out how to do it is, oops, I think this is out of order. Oh, yes, I think I deleted like 6 slides, so never mind. So this is the point where I don't have a really good segue, but there are other really important ways to succeed at EA Global, and here they are. So if you find yourself lost, one thing you might want to do is check out the map in Pathable. This is, Effective Altruism Global. It's hosted by Pathable. This is an app that many of you have on your phones, and you can find all the locations on here. But here's a big version of it. And there are 2 tricky things about this map. So we're in here right now in Olympic Tech Talk. You should know that, number one, this route, which is covered in blue tape, it actually goes straight through. Takes about 10 minutes to get from Olympic Tech Talk to Portal Cafe or Almaden. And you should also know, so that's number one. And then number two, you should know that in order to get to Eye of the Tiger, you have to actually go through QD2. So there's like a hallway in order to get there. And that'll be important tomorrow during the live stream. So just go and follow the blue tape, and then it's kind of like to the left, and then just go in. So that's if you're lost. Also, if you find yourself confused, one thing you should do is immediately try to find a blue shirt. I'm wearing one now, many people in this room are, and go chat with him. Haseeb, how many minutes is that left? Okay, sweet. Oh no, I clicked escape. Emily? How do I re-enter? Everyone has a plan. Thanks, Emily. Okay, final thing. Is something... I saved the best for last. So... Is something terrible or weird happening? Well, here's the person you should contact. Kate Donovan. She's like just a super generally capable person. Very lovely. And you can actually find her number in the Effective Altruism Global app by finding her profile. Okay, but primarily, how do I succeed at EA Global? My thesis here is that you should seek to change your plans. And how should you do that? Well, you should figure out what to do, and then you should do it. And why? Because we live in Peritonia, where the difference between your plan and a potentially better plan is multiple orders of magnitude of difference. That's pretty incredible. So to make this concrete, I have a $20 bill in my pocket, and I know I'm going over time, but I really want to do this. So here's a $20 bill, and this will go to the charity proposed by whoever changes my plan the most over the course of the conference, and I would also recommend that you try similar feats of trying to change your plans over the course of the conference. And I actually mean this, so come up to me, try to change my plans. But most of all, thank you for being here. You all are like such excellent people, and I'm so excited about so many people in this room. So thanks for making it out.